Once upon a time, there was nothing in the world but a little boy and his Oreo cookies. Rich and chocolatey outside, smooth and creamy inside. And that was enough. Then, the little boy wanted something to have with his Oreo cookies. So, there was milk. And then, something to keep the milk in, a cow. And a farm to keep the cow on. And then, houses sprang up and cities and, well, you know the rest. A lot can happen with Oreo cream sandwich, baked by Nabisco.
Someday, if I own a bed and breakfast in some little New England town, I will offer a dessert item consisting of a stack of Oreo cookies and milk. The first, but not the most crucial question is, regular or double stuff? It goes without saying that the Oreos must be chocolate with white filling, traditional style. But the question of how much filling is trickier. If there were no such thing as milk, it would be easy. Double stuff, hands down. If all dunked Oreos took milk consistently, then regular would be fine. The confounding thing about Oreos, and one of the most interesting things about them actually, is that there are many subtle variations in the density of the chocolate cookie that combine to impact the amount of filling one might want in any given bite. The ideal solution would be somewhere between the single and double, but of course that would be a custom job. Let's put this issue on the shelf for now. The second choice is, what kind of milk is best? It has to be cold milk, but not so cold that the tips of your fingers freeze when you dunk. I could offer a choice, but my customers might want a recommendation from an expert. Skim milk is little more than murky water. What's the point? Whole milk is too rich. Note a similar problem with root beer floats. The very best ice cream and the very best root beer combined don't make the best root beer float because the combination is too much. So I'd go with an ice cold 2%. 8 ounces in a wide mouth cup is best. If the cup isn't wide enough, one can't dunk effectively. If it's too deep, one risks losing a cookie, and if it's too shallow, the entire Oreo can't be submerged. Dunking Oreos is a primal pleasure and an art. Fingers must be clean. One should never mix hands. Keep the same dunking hand until finished. Grasp the Oreo between the thumb and the first two fingers. Keeping the cookie vertical, quickly dunk the entire cookie in the milk, releasing on the downstroke. The cookie should gently touch the bottom of the glass and return to one's grasp. Next, various advanced techniques can be added. The spinning wheel, rotate the cookie in the milk like a wagon wheel. The new moon, let the cookie lie flat in the milk, flip with a quick downstroke of the index finger to allow both sides equal coverage. And the dribble, wherein the cookie is bounced repeatedly off the bottom of the glass. Now, how long does one dunk an Oreo? There's much controversy among the uninitiated, but little debate between Oreo purists, as long as it takes. The perfectly dunked Oreo will begin to sink in the milk. At that precise moment, the Oreo should be removed from the milk and eaten in one bite. The very best Oreos will show a telltale pattern of bubbles that taper off as the cookie becomes properly saturated. Be careful not to perform a new moon on a perfect Oreo. As likely as not, it will be lost to the bottom of the glass. Strangely, the very best Oreos only happen every fifth or sixth cookie. The ratio seems to be 1 to 5.5 in a package. It is the anticipation and hope for these gems that Oreo connoisseurs keep eating for. Still, Oreos and milk are much like sex, and some would say pizza, although I'm not sure about that. Even when they're not great, they're still pretty good. It should be mentioned that Oreo is not a generic term. The cookie must say Oreo. Hydrox and other store brand knockoffs are inferior and should be avoided at all costs. How many Oreos is too many? The funny thing is that they all taste great until the very last one. You're not aware you're going too far until you've gone. Experience should dictate how many is enough. After a full meal, 4 might be satisfying, but the average for Oreo lovers seems to be 6. In my restaurant, I will offer 7. No doggy bags. Oreos don't last long in the wild, and Ziploc bags give them an unpleasant plastic flavor. When the last cookie is dunked, wipe fingers on a napkin. Drink the milk in a long yet civilized draft. This is the crown of the dessert. Wipe corners of the mouth with a napkin. Digest.
Oh, 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 ice cold milk and an Oreo cookie. They forever go together, what a classic combination. When a dark, delicious cookie meets an icy cold sensation, like the one and only creamy, crunchy chocolate O.R.